Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 11th from Joshua 3 and 4, Remembering the Impossible. All the elements of a powerful, unrepeatable experience draw together on the east bank of the swollen and impassable Jordan. The river kept the Israelites from their promised land. The hostile peoples on the other side locked themselves into their defensive positions on the high ground of their own territory. Behind Israel were other hostile neighbors in Moab and Edom, and beyond them, in the desert. There's only one way to go, forward. But how? Remember the Red Sea? Hostile forces in the rear, an impassable barrier before them, inexperienced, untrained forces. God delivered Israel then. He plainly intends to do so again here on the brink of the Promised Land. The first event was in their memories to help them go through the second. And as God saved Israel one generation before, this generation too would experience his salvation personally. Just a note, where did Jesus begin his public ministry? In the Jordan. The Jordan serves as a symbolic barrier of entry into the promised land of eternal life. Only through the baptism of repentance and confession of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, may it be entered. See John, the first chapter, verses 28 and 29. Certain experiences in life are not repeatable, but subsequent experience builds on the lessons learned from an earlier seminal event. Such was the case of Israel crossing the Jordan. Are there events in your life where you clearly saw the hand of God intervening in an impossible situation, working his perfect will in your life? The moment you believed in Christ, the time you met the love of your life, a disaster in finances or health or relationships, or when God came through in response to the cries of your heart? Then let that memory be your strength in your new challenges. Such was the example that Israel set for us as they erected their stone monument to the deliverance of God. Let your experience with God be your assurance for the future. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.